In Northwest News on KPLU, back to school is a time of transitions for families. But for students in Seattle public schools, this fall marks a major change for those trying to get their kids out the door. As KPLU's Monica Spain reports, teenagers will finally get to sleep in.
Cindy Jatul is a mom and biology teacher at Roosevelt High School. She says first period is very, very different from any other class in the day.
Because students just stare at you. They don't answer questions. They're just not cognitively all there yet.
The research is clear. A later start time means teenagers do better in school. And this year, the start times will finally align with kids' circadian rhythms. Here's Peggy McAvoy, Assistant Superintendent for Operations at Seattle Public Schools.
We have been asked by the medical community to look at changing our start times. So we went through a community conversation for a year to find out whether the community would support that, and if so, how best to implement that.
In Seattle, schedules will flip. Middle and high school kids will start about an hour later, while most elementary schoolers will hear the bell ring an hour earlier. That switch has left some parents wondering what this all means for after-school childcare and things like soccer practice. McAvoy says the district has partnered with the childcare providers to ensure extended hours, but it will take the time and commitment of the community over the next year to iron out the kinks.
Things will come up, and we will need to address that. And we know that, and we've got a team that is still meeting in order to try and problem solve the issues.
Seattle is one of the first districts in the area to switch bell times. The change took nearly 10 years, partly because of transportation costs. The Bellingham and the Evergreen School District in Clark County are also adjusting start times this fall. Monica Spain, KPLU News.